Mary and I one time went to Arches National Park. It's a beautiful area. But there's a structure there that's a triple arch. And there's just the most fascinating photography of this arch because there is a gentleman in the area who likes to fly his plane through it. And he flies through this, photographing it, and giving rides. And it just makes me wonder sometimes. I look at the great things men can do with their machines. But no matter how good they are with their machines, no matter how much money they have or time, they couldn't carve these rocks. They were carved by God. Yet man and his little toys could fly through them, but they can't build them.
Oh Lord, you fill me with wonder, it's true. How do you do the great things that you do? How did you carve the rocks in their place? How did you hang the stars out in space? How did you color each flower so true? Oh Lord, how do you do the great things you do? My soul fills with wonder as I look at the moon. My ears are delighted to hear the birds tune. My eyes are aflame as I look at the sun. My heart's overwhelmed with all you have done. The arches of stone, the desert, the sea, you fill me with wonder with each mystery. Oh, I long for your answers on that great day, yet I know this wonder will not go away. For your presence, Jesus, your nearness, your great glory will be just the beginning in eternity's story.
Take some time. Take a weekend. Go out and look. Walk. Open your eyes and see the wonders of God. Look around at the dozens of birds that you'll see in an afternoon. The animals here in Wyoming roam free. Look at the mountains and the pine trees. Look at how each is sculptured, each is made. And then tell me that God's hand was not upon it and that you're not wondering. Lord God, He's beyond anything we can think of. And anything you take that is man-made and look at, it'll become more and more imperfect. But everything you take that God made becomes more and more perfect the closer you look at it. Take the time, open your eyes and look.